This video was made possible by Brilliant. Learn complex topics simply for 20% off by being one of the first 200 to sign up at brilliant.org/reallifelore. Earth has around 7 continents depending on how you count them, but only 3 of those 7 are actually connected, and it's the big 3 that are in the middle. Europe, Asia, and Africa are technically all connected with one another by land, which has led some to label all 3 combined as a single supercontinent. Afro-Eurasia. Afro-Eurasia is the largest contiguous landmass in the world. It encompasses 57% of the world's land area, and is home to 86% of the human population. It's no wonder then that Afro-Eurasia is sometimes referred to as the World Island. But the World Island has a big connectivity problem. While Asia is connected overland to both Africa and Europe, Europe and Africa on their own remain separated from each other. The only land connection between the two is by going all the way around the Black Sea through Western Asia, and finally across the Sinai Peninsula into Egypt. Europe and Africa are mostly separated from one another by the Mediterranean Sea, but there's a couple spots inside of the sea where the two continents come extremely close to touching, at the Strait of Gibraltar, where they're only 14 kilometers apart, and at the Strait of Sicily, where they're only 145 kilometers apart. Connecting the two continents together by a bridge or a tunnel at either of these two narrowest points would forever change the way that people and goods move across the world island. Europe is home to 746 million people and 25% of the global economy, while Africa is home to nearly 1.3 billion people and about 3% of the global economy. A tunnel or bridge would connect billions of people and enable easier trade and transportation between both sides. But actually constructing such a structure is a lot easier said than done. Let's take a look at building something across the Strait of Gibraltar first. The narrowest point here between the continents is only 14.3 kilometers wide. And here's a list of dozens of bridges that already exist that are longer than that. The Channel Tunnel that connects England with France beneath the English Channel is even longer than that too, at around 38 kilometers long. The relatively shorter distance between Spain and Morocco isn't really the problem here, though. It's the depth. You see, there's basically a giant underwater cliff right here in the middle of the strait because the water is about 900 meters deep at some points. For comparison, the deepest point between England and France, where the Channel Tunnel was constructed, is only 115 meters beneath sea level, and that still took over 6 years and about 12 billion euros in today's money to construct. Building a 14 kilometer long tunnel or bridge under or over nearly a kilometer deep ocean is outside the realm of our current engineering capabilities, but it might just be possible to build one if the location just gets shifted a little over to the west. Over here, the distance between Europe and Africa is a little longer at around 23 kilometers instead of only 14, but the ocean depth is at a much more manageable 300 meters instead of 900. For another comparison, there is a tunnel under construction right now in Norway that is very comparable to this. When completed in 2025 or 2026, the Rogfast fixed link will connect the Norwegian municipalities of Randaberg and Boken with one another by a tunnel underneath a gigantic fjord. The tunnel will stretch 27 kilometers long and reach a maximum depth beneath the ocean of 392 meters, meaning that this tunnel will crush both the length and depth of a hypothetical tunnel between Europe and Africa at the Strait of Gibraltar. Once again, though, the difficulty at Gibraltar is more than just an issue with length or depth. Another major problem is the fact that the Strait of Gibraltar rests on a seriously active geological fault line called the Azores-Gibraltar Transform Fault, which cuts right through the middle of the strait. It's still an active fault line and has historically caused some pretty massive earthquakes in the area, like the 8.4 magnitude quake that destroyed Lisbon in 1755 and the 7.8 magnitude quake that leveled buildings in Portugal and Morocco in 1969. The existence of this fault line and the threat of large earthquakes in the future is a significant engineering challenge for any tunnel or bridge in the area to overcome that neither the Channel Tunnel nor the Norwegian Rogfast fixed link ever faced. So building a tunnel across the Strait of Gibraltar will be challenging for anybody who ever attempts it. But the other potential area for a Europe to Africa tunnel that I mentioned previously would be even more complicated. the Strait of Sicily. Proposals have been made in the past for such a structure, but none have ever been incredibly serious. I'd say that's mostly because A, Sicily and Tunisia are separated from each other by 145 kilometers of open ocean, and B, Sicily is still just an island and isn't even connected to the European mainland itself, which means that another bridge would have to be built between Sicily and the Italian mainland for the whole thing to work. But none of that has stopped some insane proposals from being made anyway. One such idea calls for the construction of 4 artificial islands between Sicily and Tunisia along a straight line and the subsequent construction of 5 separate tunnels connecting the islands together with the Tunisian and Sicilian mainlands. These tunnels would provide non-stop rail service between Palermo and Tunis with a total transportation time of 3 hours each way, and would further connect the rail network of North Africa with a network in Europe. Finally, this project would hopefully be combined with a long-planned and troubled Strait of Messina bridge that would hypothetically connect Sicily with the Italian mainland. The plan to build a suspension bridge here across the Strait of Messina has been around since the 1990s, but it's been fraught with problems ever since. The Italian government canceled the bridge in 2006 over budget problems, resumed construction again in 2009, and then canceled it again in 2013 over even more budget problems. But if it had been built, the plan called for a 3.3 kilometer long suspension bridge that would be supported by 2 enormous 382 meter high pillars, each one being taller than the Empire State Building, and making the bridge by far the tallest structure anywhere in Italy and one of the tallest in all of Europe. It would have accommodated 6 freeway lanes, a railway that could have supported 200 trains a day, and 2 walkways. It would have smashed the world record for the longest suspension bridge, more than doubling the length of the current longest suspension bridge in Japan that connects the main island of Honshu with the island of Awaji. Mainly though, the bridge would have dramatically increased the speed and ability to travel between the Italian mainland and Sicily, but at an estimated price of over 6 billion euros, it wasn't going to come cheap. Especially not when you consider that there's already an affordable and easy ferry service between the two sides that anyone can take. Ultimately, this is the main problem with all of these crazy ideas to connect Africa to Europe or even Sicily to Italy. There's just already ferries that provide this service, and while they're not necessarily as convenient for everyday people, they're dramatically cheaper to maintain than the construction of colossal mega projects. There are 3 ferries that leave every single week between Palermo and Tunis. They take a bit over 9 hours, and they only cost 40 to 60 euros. And there are almost constant ferries every day across the Strait of Gibraltar between Spain and Morocco that only take about an hour and only cost 35 euros. If you really want to take a road trip between Europe and Africa, you can easily do it today just by taking a ferry with your car like any of these. And so the construction of a multi-billion dollar bridge that may or may not even be possible in the first place just stops making sense the more you kind of think about it. Designing bridges between 2 points is incredibly challenging. If you think it's easy to design a massive bridge yourself between places like Italy and Sicily, or even between Europe and Africa or anywhere else, you'll need a pretty firm grasp on things like physics, load distribution, tension, torque, gravity, and much more. And all of those things you can learn about in depth by using Brilliant and taking their Physics of the Everyday course. I've found that Brilliant is incredible at teaching regular people like you or me about complicated subjects through active learning and problem solving. Math and physics can seem incredibly overwhelming when you don't have someone there to help guide you through the steps and the process. But that's exactly what Brilliant will do for you by breaking these subjects down into easy to follow, bite-sized chunks across a huge variety of different STEM fields. You can even learn something new every single day with their short daily challenges that each tie into one of their full interactive courses if you want to learn even more as well. If you like watching my channel, then I know that you enjoy learning about cool things for free. So you should head over to brilliant.org/RLL to sign up for free, and then, by being one of the first 200 people to use that link, you'll also get 20% off of their annual premium subscription. By doing this, you'll be achieving all of your own STEM learning goals, and you'll be supporting real-life lore at the same time. So go ahead and check it out now. And as always, thank you for watching.